do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you, barking at you. From Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a wee bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee bit after 5. If you're listening to us live in the East, if it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application.
Wee wee.
Or at crabdiving.com.
Nine!
See, that's when I should have the mayor of Paris.
Oh, yes. You don't have a Rob Ford drop that would be appropriate?
See, that's the only thing I don't like about this this platform is the and I've thought about maybe turning my pad into the sound effects platform.
Oh, yeah.
And entering that just on another channel on the board, but. Well, you guys don't care.
No, you don't know what they're thinking.
You downloaded us or you're listening to us as a podcast or whatever, we appreciate the fuckaroni Tony out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours streaming at you and join us on the Twitter at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Or you can, is that funny?
Yeah.
Or you can join us on our Facebook page. Lots of warm, angry liberals there.
Oh, yes.
We have one resident troll these days, if you know us, who just is.
What's that guy that keeps posting the same fucking meme over and over again?
I've been thinking about banning him, and it takes a lot to get banned off our Facebook page.
Because
we kind of love batting the trolls around.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun.
But when all they do is come on and spam like 8 memes as comments to everything, and then yuck, yuck, libtard, haha, 2020, you know, Trump, you know, that kind of shit. One meme, two memes, tops. But when you get into, you know, a hand's worth or two hands, speaking of hands, Jeffrey Toobin.
Sorry. That's what I was laughing about.
We'll get to that story of
Toobin.
Join us and thanks for buying shit on our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We're gonna start over. The show is gonna back to one, everybody.
crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all the cool kids go to buy shit and we get a little a clink in our electronic account.
Is it a clink?
Clink. What's wrong with your clink?
Oh God!
There we go.
Sorry.
That was a spike.
Sorry about that. I didn't open up my soft palate enough. It came out a little bit more harsh than I expected. That's my fault, guys.
Hey, thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Brown.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and Pat already brought up the big story of the day, this Toobin guy. I love this story.
I don't know if it's the big story.
Well,
I didn't see the screen cap.
You know, there's this, and also some dude in Kansas was arrested running around naked, covered in ranch dressing for some reason.
Well, you know, it's good for the skin.
Yes,
maybe.
Absolutely. It can't be.
Maybe he's trying to get a cow to lick him or something, or a cowboy. I'm a tater tot.
What happens if some bear waddles out of the woods? Yeah, explain to some bear. I'm not an appetizer.
We don't know what it is. Was it illegal?
Well, he was driving under the influence of something.
Oh.
And he, and he slammed into public property.
Oh, okay.
And
well.
Then he did something else that was kind of violent. But other than
Wait, was he covered in the ranch dressing before he crashed, or did he anoint himself following the accident?
That's an excellent question.
Do I have to look up that story? No,
yeah, no, it's in Hootsuite. It's going up at some point. You go. I'm sorry. It's just so too funny. Oh, yeah, it's going up at 5:20
Well, I could
California time. Oh, today.
So if you want hey, what are you
on Facebook.
At? I'll look that up. We'll do the headlines. We'll multitask here.
Where did you... Never mind. I used to say, where did you get all the ranch? I mean...
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe you went to Costco and bought in bulk.
Right. Well, would you need to, though? I mean, if it's a squirt bottle of salad dressing, that would actually cover a lot of skin area.
Yeah, because like when you shampoo, you just use a little splurt.
I just don't know. People are so fucked up.
How Trump's... I saw stories about this. This is pretty fucking typical. How Trump's campaign burned through a cool billion with a B.
Damn!
And I wonder if they have the number in here. The number I saw earlier was that it cost them 70-something cents for every dollar they brought in.
God! They aren't...
See, that's just, that was that Brad Parscale. He was spending money like crazy.
Here's what we're learning. Without the Russians, like, really running the show, maybe, there's not much there. You know what I mean?
Well, right.
With their campaign.
Oh, yeah, they're dumb.
Because I got to tell you, in 2016, had he lost, I would not have said that was, like, he failed. I mean, I would say, Jesus, he did something amazing. He's a total fucking nutball. A racist asshole with a history of rape and shit that almost was president. That's you know, that's crazy. But it ended up differently.
It did. This is the HuffPo. This is Brian. Oh boy. Slodisko? Slodisko. 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 Probably Slodisko.
Slodisko.
And Zeke Miller.
Okay.
President Donald Trump's sprawling political operation has raised well over $1 billion.
God.
Since he took the White House in 2017 and set a lot of it on fire. Trump bought a $10 million Super Bowl ad when he didn't yet have a challenger. He tapped his political organization to cover exorbitant legal fees related to his impeachment. See, that's the
Is that legal?
Well, that's the kind of shit we need to have our attorney general look into.
But wait.
But if someone general is busy looking at the caverns of Trump's rectum.
Oh, yes. He loves it there. He set up camp. But, I mean, you can't do that, though. If you raise money for your campaign, you can't use that money to pay your legal bills.
Well, one would think, but who the fuck knows?
Well, it sounds like...
Obviously, we know about it.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Yeah. Well, you can't arrest the guy. I mean, there's nothing you can do to him.
What are we going
to
do, impeach him?
Yeah.
Aides made flashy displays of their newfound wealth. That's got to be Brad Parscale and his Ferrari.
Oh, my God. So they started raking the money in. Brad Parscale is taking a crazy salary along with some other aides and staffers.
A ton of them.
And then these idiots, they don't think, maybe I should just fly under the radar with this shit. They get, like, Ferraris.
Well, and they really think they're just dumb. And they don't realize that one major difference between 2016 and now is that we've had 4 years of Trump.
Yeah.
That he's got to defend.
Right.
And can't.
Yeah.
Which is why he's squealing little pissy baby about the topics on the upcoming debate. He was all okay with them before. Now, all of a sudden...
What are the topics that he doesn't want to talk about?
Oh, the racial tensions.
Oh, really?
A couple of things like that he just doesn't want to talk about.
No, 1 second. He doesn't want to talk about race?
Hard to believe.
I mean, what world are you living
the
in,
Dickhead? Listen, Kanye, Ice Cube.
I mean, we...
What's another one? Tell me one. Black Ben Carson. Give me more of my black friends.
His African-American is bailed on him.
Who is that?
Look at my African-American over here.
Oh, yeah, that guy that used to show up at his rallies, right?
That guy.
How did we elect this guy? I mean, even
he's given up on him. He's not voting for him.
Shame on us for allowing him to win electorally. I mean, really.
Oh, look at this. It says, including a fleet of luxury vehicles purchased by Brad Parscale. A fleet.
How much fucking money was this motherfucking making?
Meanwhile, a web of limited liability companies hid more than $310 million in spending from disclosure.
What the fuck?
See, remember, this is that stuff that Lev and Igor used to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would set up these offshore fake LLs for real companies, but then they were shell companies that would own this company and own part of that company.
It's just like camouflage, right?
Right.
Shit.
It's another layer upon layer.
You know, we hear about all these scandals, and I keep thinking, who is running the country? Who is doing anything worth a shit right now to help us? I mean, I know Donald Trump is trying to rob us and take our shit, right?
You hear over the weekend, though, he hinted that, I mean, he came out and said it, that maybe he'd have to leave the country.
Yeah, I saw that.
If Biden wins. I don't know, maybe I have to leave the country or something, in other words.
Yeah. I think...
Vlad, will you let me build a tower?
And by leave, I think you mean flee.
Right.
Hey. Who wants this?
Well, there's bets on whether he'll... stick around for the inauguration.
Why would he do that? What? There's no way. There is.
Well, because he's still president until the instant Joe B says, I do, I will. Whatever the fuck he says.
You know, there's no way he's going to be there.
So help me
for
God.
So help me God. So help me God. Trump will not be at the inauguration if he loses. That's crazy. That's just, you know, there's some things that people can do because they have a modicum of civility, of humanity, and you're able to summon that. Even, I don't know, maybe Mitch McConnell every now and then has, I don't know where he keeps it.
Come on.
No, he must have something somewhere stored away in his taint, a little molecule of humanity, pulls it out when...
I don't know. I need evidence.
Yeah, you're right. I hate this theory.
Now, just 2 weeks from the election, some campaign aides are privately acknowledging they're facing difficult spending decisions at a time when Democratic nominee Joe Biden has flooded the airwaves with advertising.
No one likes you motherfuckers because you're crazy, racist, rapey, fucking fascists that don't give one shit about this fucking virus. And now we got body bags all up in this bitch. What do you expect?
A veteran Republican consultant, Mike Murphy, said they spent their money on unnecessary overhead, lifestyles of the rich and famous activity by the campaign staff and vanity ads way too early. $10 million on a Super Bowl ad when he didn't even know who his opponent would be.
Are we surrounded by white trash? This is buying
of shit. Is that a literal question or a figurative question?
What is... Brad Parscale need a fleet of luxury fucking vehicles.
Well, right.
I've never really understood that. I guess.
Look at Trump's taste.
Yeah. Oh, he's got great taste.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's got a gold toilet.
Yeah, like some 16th century French king fucked a Wild West hooker.
Yeah, with a little bit of disco in chlamydia.
So, I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's like every story. There
it's
you
the
go.
Headline, how Trump plowed through $1 billion, but still lost the cash advantage.
There's no way you could. There's got to be some bullshit going on with this.
Oh, 100%.
Campaign financing, 100%, right?
I mean, I don't 100%.
Speak out of term.
100%.
I don't have any supporting links or references to say that. I'm just making a guess.
Trump sat around and said, how can we funnel this money to us as much as possible?
Well, the shit with his goddamn Mar-a-Lago and the golf carts and the Secret Service and all that shit.
Yeah, that's still just a few hundred grand here and there, ultimately, right?
But what about that hotel
we're talking
in Scotland
about, well, and the billion-dollar bailout on whatever 69th Avenue or whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
No, it wasn't like 1313 or something.
No,
weird
it's
like
666.
That. Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's right.
How is that fuckhead in charge of everything?
That Jared had stupidly purchased and had a balloon payment on that he was scheduled to not make. And then all of a sudden, one of those Middle Eastern Qatar bailed him the fuck out.
Qatar. Yeah, it was Qatar. I mean, well, wait. Is there peace in the Middle East? I forgot to check. Because didn't he make some speech or something? A little wispy.
Well, the Palestinians won't speak to any of us now. So
why?
It's going to be a little hard
just kidding.
To have peace.
Yeah.
So peace, according to Jared, is the Israelis just burn out all the Palestinians and
They're brown.
Mow down all their houses and take all their land. So that's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Yay.
Trump's campaign, shockingly inept.
Shocker.
And corrupt. Wow.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Hey, and I read somewhere that for the final push, they're bringing back Corey Lewandowski, baby.
Oh, he's been a shit dangler on an anal hair for.
Well, I think you have to apologize to Fecal Matter.
And, the Fecal Matter slapped its wife around.
Right.
The, allegedly.
Didn't Corey Lewandowski manhandle a journalist early on?
He kind of pushed down that journalist, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you listen to him talk. He's a fucking lunkhead. He's an asshole. We played clips of him before.
What about the guy that pointed a gun in someone's leg at some point in the campaign in 2016?
God, I forgot about him.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
But that's not Lewandowski.
No.
That's some other wacko from one of the Carolinas.
Yeah. I don't think he stuck around after that one.
I'm not imagining
I think they
that,
frowned
right?
upon. Yeah, I think they frowned upon even that.
Did they?
Or even they frowned upon that, I should say.
Well, they nearly elected Roy Moore.
Well, sure. Headline at the Drudge Report, 2 weeks, !!
Yay!
Betting markets still show Joe, says, Biden overtakes Trump as Twitter king. Oh, that's going to drive him crazy.
Oh, my God.
But Biden has more followers than him.
I'm beginning to have, stress. I feel a sense of impending doom because I think if Biden's going to win and they're going to call it early, and all these maggots are going to lose their shit.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about that.
Well, yeah.
What do we do about that?
We
board up the fucking
pull
house?
Up that sign.
Why are they such... Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's... Yes.
And hope he wins still.
So. Oh, yeah.
New absolutely. Data from media company Conviva finds that Joe Biden has begun to draw more engagement per post on Twitter than Donald Trump. Oh, so he doesn't have more followers.
Oh,
he's drawing
yeah.
more engagement.
Right. That's a more meaningful stat, though, isn't it?
There's been a steady increase in monthly averages of engagements per post, average engagements per video, and follower ads. But he has passed Trump in all three of those metrics. Yeah.
Okay, but that's Twitter, right? That's Twitter.
Just on the Twitter.
Okay, what do we see on Gab and Parler?
I don't know. Is he on Gab or Parler?
He's got to be.
Oh, my God. The what social kind of media manager that has to handle the Gab and Parler accounts
but
for
that
Joe
would be,
Biden.
That would be an insult to those fucking maggots if Trump wasn't on those two, right?
Oh, he's
he's the There's reason they exist.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's undoubtedly on those.
God, Trump.
But he doesn't care about them because he wants the numbers.
Right.
That's why he still, he loathes the lamestream media, fake news, New York Times. But he's giddy to talk to any of them and give an interview.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
To be in the New York Times, to be on the cover of the New York Times.
Does he already have
fucked up narcissism?
Does he already have an exit strategy? He knows he's going to lose, right? I mean, Trump has to know he's going to fucking lose.
I think the signs are pointing more in that direction.
So a guy like Trump knows he's going to lose. He's going to be out of power.
It's getting scarier. But this is where him surrounding himself with the foulest rat bastards in the face of the planet is going to kill him, because who's loyal to him?
None of them.
Once they find him going down,
right?
They're obsequious lickspittles.
Yes.
The whole time.
Right.
Until they find out that he's going down.
Right. Then they're like, fuck this
shit.
Oh,
yeah.
They're all opportunistic fuck faces.
So that's Biden has better engagement.
Yeah.
Well,
that makes sense. I mean, you know, what are you going to click on? You're going to click on a Trump post? You could be clicking into some Nazi shit.
And those are your headlines.
I mean, he retweets white supremacists. I mean, you know.
Well, he tweets white supremacists.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
More news.
Yes.
Sad news, thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
Melania Trump is still sick with a, quote, lingering cough.
I don't buy it one fucking bit.
And will not appear at Donald Trump's rally tonight to extend her year-long absence.
Oh.
She hasn't been at a hate rally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then how did she get this shit?
From at the Amy Coney Barrett Fest, probably. Or from him. Well, not from him. When do they see each other?
I don't know if this is real. I think that she would rather people think she has COVID and a reason to not go anywhere.
The first lady appears to still be suffering with COVID symptoms, despite her husband being given the okay to travel and campaign again.
Oh, my God.
Her spokesperson, Stephanie Grisham,
yes,
said Mrs. Trump continues to feel better every day following her recovery from COVID-19, but with a lingering cough. And out of an abundance of caution, she will not be traveling with her asshole scumbag husband today. Oh,
right.
With her husband today.
What's this person's name? Stephanie?
Stephanie Grisham.
Hi, Stephanie. Nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody believes you.
Nobody cares.
The rally is in Erie, Pennsylvania, which Trump, many say, desperately needs. I think 538 has called it their pivot.
Okay.
The pivot state, which if it comes down to one state, that'll be the state.
Okay.
I guess.
Pennsylvania.
Is what they predict right
so,
now.
So I'm sure Putin has something horrendous planned to fuck everything the fuck up.
And that was set to be her first campaign appearance in more than a year. Her last public appearance was September 29th, the night of the first presidential debate.
Okay.
Where she went up and waved to him.
Well, I mean, she's
as Joe hugged his wife.
Donald paid me $5,000 to wave at him.
No kiss, more money.
A smile is $10,000.
Horrible. We're suggesting that. She loves him, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Her husband announced they had both tested positive for COVID-19 early in the morning, October 2nd.
I mean, she gets in the White House. Number one. At the RNC and shit, her staff, they fuck her. They give her Michelle Obama speeches to say. And then, you know, so she's fucked there. And then she gets to the White House. She gets coronavirus.
Right.
She doesn't like any of this shit.
In the statement, she detailed the symptoms she experienced, saying that they were minimal, but they still hit her all at once.
Yay.
It seemed to be a roller coaster of symptoms in the days after. I experienced body aches, a cough, and headaches.
Did she say roller coaster symptoms?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's a quote.
Did you take hydrochloroquine or whatever the fuck that is?
Fuck no, that shit does not work.
Oh. I mean, really, Melania.
That is bullshit.
Well, I want to congratulate you on having one of the wackiest terms as first lady ever. You get in there and it's like, how many days was it before we figured out that Trump shot his load, no condom? Oh. Into Stormy Daniels days after Melania had Barron, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, that was sure. Right when they got in the White House.
Welcome.
You know?
Welcome.
And she gets all David Lynch on Christmas.
That's why she's like,
I don't care!
Who gives a fuck about Christmas? I'm going to make it look like a Tim Burton movie.
Where is Xanax?
While Trump himself opted for an infusion of monoclonal antibodies to treat the COVID, she said she and her medical team chose a more natural route.
Yes.
I chose to go a more natural route in terms of medicine, opting more for vitamins and healthy food, she said.
Okay. She's like, I don't want to do anything that dumb fuck is doing because I don't want to fucking die.
That is very strange.
Well, she knows Donald Trump and she does not trust the man. So why would she want to? I mean, if she has doctors telling her to do one thing and then Trump's doing another, I mean, you know.
They probably just said, you know, there's just, you could treat the symptoms, but there's probably not a lot you can do about it except try to, not even a sledgehammer, to drop a lift truck on top of it like he did.
Yeah. Well, he took a bunch of wild
But he's
shit,
also,
though.
He's also high risk.
Yeah,
several
that's
factors.
True. What factors again?
And I'm sure she's never even had a surgery.
Can you list the high risk factors our president? Oh yes. What high risk factors might our president be dealing with?
He's a fat old guy.
He's obese.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
High blood pressure. I think we learned that.
Right. What about cuntitude? Is that anything?
Or was it cholesterol? I think it was cholesterol.
It might be both. I'm sure it's both. And his skin's orange. What's up with that?
So thoughts and prayers to Melania. Yay.
Yes.
The...
Oh, yeah, yeah, and to Rush. He's dying. Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good enough.
let's see. The... I can't. Now my computer's hanging up. Hey, everybody. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Go to Facebook.com/crabdiving. We put a lot of stories up there that you can read.
The last headline over the drudge says, Map, the infected states of America. The next wave of coronavirus is gaining steam, it says.
Yay! What are we doing about it, though?
The percentage. There was another thing I saw today that said that there's... $9 billion
Jesus.
Sitting somewhere flagged for tests.
Okay.
To send out to the states to help them test at a much higher rate.
That's great news.
Trump won't let it go.
Oh.
Because that means the numbers will go up.
Doesn't that tell us anything?
They don't care.
People that are going to vote for him again, do you want to die? Are you that racist?
The percentage of coronavirus tests that we are doing, though, coming back positive, is rising.
The positivity rate.
Yes, including states that are also seeing a spike in the number of cases.
Wait.
High positivity rates indicate a worsening outbreak.
But you're not seeing more cases per day.
We are.
Well, but there's no testing, right? There's not as much.
High positivity rates indicate a worsening outbreak. And put together with the rise in cases and hospitalizations across the country says that the U.S. is in bad shape.
But not Florida. We're fine, right?
The virus is spreading throughout the U.S. It is not concentrated in any one region as it was during the previous waves.
Yes.
It is unlikely to spread only among young, healthy people. The American Healthcare Association and the National Center for Assisted Living released a report yesterday highlighting the link between community spread and nursing home cases and showing a recent uptick in both.
God damn.
Nationally, the positivity rate, that's not good, 5.3% on average over the last 7 days, an increase from the 4.7% positivity rate the prior week.
But, you know, I mean, there's some states it's really high. So, you know what? None of this is good. We're all fucked.
Idaho, Nevada, South Dakota, and Iowa each had a positivity rate greater than 25% over the last 7 days.
Fucking God.
Nearly half of coronavirus tests in Iowa are coming back positive.
Is this because of the meat packing plants?
Could be.
I don't know.
Well, it just probably surely, but yeah.
In their politics. If you got a bunch of Republicans in charge, nobody's making you wear a mask.
The virus already has a firm foothold in most of the country, and cold weather, which is right around the corner, will likely accelerate the trends.
saying this all means more deaths, more economic devastation, okay, and more isolation and psychological strain.
Find one line of positivity in that fucking article.
I'm only one sentence away. I don't have much farther to go.
Oh, shit, man.
If we'd gotten the virus under control during the summer, we'd have saved ourselves from a lot of this coming pain.
Well, no fucking shit. We have Donald Trump as president. He doesn't give a shit if we all fucking die.
Well, right. And a plethora of anal remora.
Oh, yes.
Of his.
Does anyone... what I don't understand is, like, when you vote, don't you think about disasters that could happen? And you think, who would handle a disaster better? Hillary? Or this?
What about Benghazi, Ryan?
God damn.
She let them, all those guys get killed. She personally flew over there in a dark suit and killed all of them. You know she did.
Okay, fine.
It's like she got Seth Rich.
This is a weird way to look at it, but...
Vince Foster.
Do you think Donald Trump would make a better Secretary of State than Hillary Clinton?
She's also personally performed every abortion ever done in the United States.
Vince Foster.
Yeah.
I hate our country right now is chock full of bros and fucking idiots.
They're all dumb. A lot of dumb people.
Fucking stupid. Put down your guns and quit trying to arrest governors.
Oh, the latest guy you saw, a mayor? Somewhere in Wichita, Kansas.
And it came out that I don't know. Whoever was going to kidnap him was going to slit his fucking throat.
Some shit like that. Called a friend of his and was like, do you know that guy's address? Do you know the mayor's address? I'm going to go kill him.
We understand. Like, this is Trump's America, right? This is Trump's America. This is his shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
His fucking shit.
Yeah, sure. Over at the Washington Post, there is a piece.
Yay.
That Trump is now flailing.
Yes.
And that he was basically on Fox and Friends begging Bill Barr to invent charges against everybody, including Joe Biden. Haul him in, then I went after and against him.
Was this on TV?
Oh, Fox and Fiends.
Oh, my God. How does that make any sense?
Trump, have you...
If there's anything...
We got a couple years worth of shows you can go back and listen to. Feel free.
I know, but listen, here's the rule. If there's anything you could indict Hillary Clinton on, she would be indicted and she would be in jail.
That's the way
it is.
Right.
I swear to... Right? I mean, what are they waiting on otherwise?
The deep state that won't.
Benghazi was investigated more than 9/11, right? There were more hearings held about Benghazi than 9/11.
Yes.
And what did they find? What did they charge her with? And why is she currently rotting in jail?
The deep state.
Oh, God.
And she must have eaten a lot of children to suck the adenochrome out of them.
Oh, that's that crazy QAnon shit, right?
Yeah, still didn't hear about JFK Jr., did you?
Oh, no. He's coming back
A few days ago, he was supposed to come back and be announced as the replacement for Joe Biden on the ticket.
Oh, man. That's great. Hey, is he going to open that magazine? What was his magazine? George. Is he going to get that going again? Or
I think it is going, isn't it? Or it was?
And this time, he's saying he's not flying. Don't worry about it. There's going to be no flying on my own, you know?
I'm trying to find that clip of Trump.
It's like, if you're I don't want to get into it. I just think it's crazy. Sometimes
they want to take away your guns, your oil, and your God. Okay, that's what they want. They want to take away your Second Amendment. They want to take away fracking and oil.
Yes.
They don't care. They want to take it away. They want to go to the Green New Deal. That's not for Texas. Texas is not going to be losing their
guns. Texas has a lot of fucking land that nobody wants to live on because it sucks.
Okay.
That would be great
for
solar.
Am I living in an alternate universe where people like fracking?
Only rich people like fracking and the dummies.
It's an odd pitch. I've heard him mention it before. Oh, Joe Biden wants to get rid of fracking.
Right.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good fucking time. Jesus Christ. It's just so bizarre. Nobody likes fracking. Nobody ever liked fracking.
Well, right.
care. They want to take it away. They want to go to the Green New Deal. That's not for Texas. Texas is not going to be losing their guns, and they're not going
to... Oh, they must have just told them that they're pretty close in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Is he concerned about losing Texas?
Right, right.
They're going to be losing their oil, and they're not going to be losing their religion or their God.
He sounds fucked
up. He's desperate.
Dude. Don't you think he sounds like he's doped up right now?
Is oil, religion, God, fracking.
Yeah.
Ari Fleischer, last night on Hannity, said the president should interrupt less. Will you change your strategy in this last debate from your first debate?
Well, I may do that. Actually, the interesting thing, they said if you let him talk, he'll lose his chain of thought because he's gonzo. And I understand that. But I also understand that as he's going down the line and issuing lies, you know, generally it's okay to, you know, really attack that. But there is a chain of thought that, you know, there are a lot of people that say let him talk because he loses his train.
Poor Ainsley Earhart is even choking on the bullshit.
Yeah, shit, man.
There are a lot of people that say let him talk because he loses his train. He loses his train. He loses his mind, frankly.
What is he talking about, dude?
Loses his mind.
Well, he's bitching about, I think they made it official that they're going to mute the mic of the other person
when it's not their turn.
When you have the 2 minutes of uninterrupted answer.
That's the rules, though.
Well, that's the new rule. They've decided very recently. And Trump thought about squealing about it, but I guess he's still kind of squealing about it. But now he sounds like he's saying he's going to do it.
Yeah, it seems to me
but he's upset because he wants to be able to...
Oh, yes.
His people are telling him, you got to just let Joe go for 2 minutes. He's going to flub his words. he's gonna forget what he's talking about.
The minute Donald Trump steps on that stage, he lost. There's no way it's going to go well.
He'll be yelling from his... And Joe will be reacting because Joe will be able to hear him.
Right.
Joe's going to be 12 feet away from the fucker. So he's going to be able to hear him.
Yeah, yeah. It's
so
not
Joe's
like...
going to be looking at over at him.
But the thing with the rules is if they'll cut your mic if you go over time. It's not like it's new rules. They're just enforcing it because they have to. Because we have someone running for president.
Oh, an asshole.
It's a fucking baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. He's like, who is he like? Who does he compare most to in politics? George Wallace, something like that.
Oh, God. Yeah, George Wallace was dropped on his head when he was a kid. I mean, George Wallace was, I think, not that stupid.
God, this guy's an asshole. He's insufferable.
But, a poster child for what's wrong with our system
from
the root, that people like him can thrive in our society.
Right. He
fail, cheat, lie.
Fail bigly, though.
Many times.
Lots of bankruptcies.
And still end up with a penthouse tower in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And a private plane.
Right. Right.
You know, he may not be the gazillionaire that he says he is, but he's still fucking rich. I mean, obviously.
But if he's $400 million in debt, then he's not, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, but real estate carries a lot of debt. A lot of people use the mortgage, the rent money they get to pay their mortgages, right?
So he's getting, out of his properties, he gets
but I don't know
rent
what percentages.
Money to cover that. Damn, that's crazy.
Hey. I don't know that. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know real estate, so I don't know the money.
Well, it doesn't sound like our president does either, man. I mean, shit.
But if he's got, you know, $10 billion in assets or $5 billion in assets and he owes $400 million, I don't know if that's
counting
a bad percentage. I don't know the business. Okay. I'd have to talk to an expert.
1 second. Are you counting the Tim Tebow helmet?
And the money he owes to the other women he's keeping silent.
Oh, yes. Right. He's a great guy.
So yeah, Trump was on Fox and Friends. I can't find that specific clip I'm talking about.
Yes.
But he was on Fox and Fiends, basically asking Billy Barr that he wants an investigation into this new bullshit.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden's hard drives.
Right.
Bullshit.
Yeah, wait, that's weird, because I thought it was decided there wasn't anything there.
There's nothing there. But the right won't let it die, of course.
Right, right. This is why, see, I always, this is why you don't have presidents calling for their Justice Department to arrest people, right? Because it's really fucked
up. He really
up.
Thought this was Comey with the email investigation, which I think changed the election.
Yeah.
Just enough.
Shit, yeah. Did Obama ever do anything like this? Did he ever call for someone's arrest?
Of course not.
Normal presidents don't do shit, right? They like this. They don't publicly call for their DOJ to do shit. Because that's, I don't know, it's feels fascist-y.
It says, all Trump managed to do, Trump managed to do this in such a remarkably corrupt and blatant way that it almost certainly ensures that this scheme, too, will backfire. Even if Barr might have been inclined to carry it out for Trump, because Trump's doing it out in the open. And now how could Barr really look into it?
Yeah, how is he supposed to maneuver?
Right.
To me, Bill Barr looks like a guy that doesn't have enough bones.
Asked on Fox about the possibility of a special prosecutor looking into the whole affair, Trump said, "We've got to get the attorney general to act. He's got to act fast. He's got to act fast, right?
Yeah.
He's got to appoint somebody. This is major corruption. This has to be known about before the election." He's begging Barr to launch investigations into Biden himself and announce it.
Why publicly?
Because it's all he needed. That's all Comey needed.
Oh, I see. So he's just calling for it. And if Bill Barr doesn't do anything, it really doesn't matter because the commander in chief called for it. And so it must be legit. Oh, God.
But Billy Barr isn't going to want to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's so blatantly
corrupt.
He's basically saying,
isn't that going to piss Trump off?
Well, yeah, he's already pissed. He when asked in a previous interview not that long ago if Bill Barr is going to be around in his second term, he's like, "Well, you know, we'll have to see." I've been very disappointed in him recently.
I think if Trump and his team from day one would have been more concerned about like what the country needs and shit like that than all this corruption shit, things would have gone better.
Right. Meanwhile, this hard drive bullshit, more comes out. He offered it to Fox News and they turned it down.
The story?
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani.
The hard drives, yeah.
Oh my God. So
Fox turned it down. But the Post, another Murdoch joint, was like, "Yeah, we'll do it."
Right. But Fox turned it down.
Yeah.
God.
As did the Washington Post. They say,
"Is Fox?"
Oh, he declined to provide the Post with a copy, and he has since admitted that he gave. This is Giuliani. He gave the New York Post because he didn't think that other outlets would that outlet would seriously scrutinize it. So he was worried that any place he approached would take too much of a look at it to make sure it was real.
But, you know, if this information is a smoking gun with this Burisma bullshit, what reputable news organization wouldn't take a real deep-ass look into it? I mean, wouldn't you be taking a deep look into it anyway?
I just got bit in the stomach.
Oh, man. She is
I just got bit in the stomach. What is with you?
Podcast over.
Yeah, oh my God. Authenticity of the email.
Yes.
And Hunter Biden's one-time ownership of the laptop both remain unverified.
So it's bullshit. The story is bullshit.
And numerous news outlets are now reporting that the FBI is examining whether the material from alleged Hunter Biden is linked to a Russian disinformation effort.
And they're looking into Giuliani, right?
Intelligence officials had previously warned that Giuliani is a conduit for such disinformation. The guy that was passing him information has been proven by our intelligence officials to be a Russian spook.
Rudy Giuliani.
100%.
The former mayor of New York.
Yes.
God damn.
Absolutely.
Wow. Jeez.
Even if the email turns out to be real, it's not all that clear that they're scandalous. Joe Biden's campaign says no such meeting ever happened. They don't have a record of ever meeting this Burisma dude that Hunter was allegedly setting up a meeting with. And it was just
Burisma
alleging that they're going to set up a meeting.
That's it.
It never says we're going to set up a meeting and they're going to pay me $50,000 and then you're going to vote good for them. In the... it never ever says that.
There were Russian rubles laundered somehow into this country to buy ads on Facebook the 2016 election. Right. I mean, come on.
The meeting is being cast as part of a broader story in which Biden abused his official powers to protect Burisma and his son's business interest. But that is pure fiction. It's been disproven already.
This is not where the corruption is. The corruption is every motherfucking place else.
Right.
This is insane.
And Trump running around talking about like nepotism and corruption and everything is blinding.
Oh my God.
Blinding. I'm rubber, you're glue.
Good Lord. These people are impossible.
Cartoonish.
They're impossible little fuckheads.
Really cartoonish.
Yes.
Trump had hoped that a phony investigation run by his GOP Senate colleagues would smear the Bidens, but the final report there only further confirmed that what we already know. Biden helped oust a corrupt Ukrainian prosecutor in keeping with policy backed by an international coalition of institutions having nothing to do with Burisma.
So there was nothing going on. They that said, was untoward.
They said, if you want to play at our table, Ukraine, that you just threw out Yanukovych.
Yes.
Then you need to get rid of this guy, too, because he's a Yanukovych suck buddy. So this guy is corrupt as fuck. He's got to go. This is your main prosecutor.
Absolutely.
He needs to go by, or a main prosecutor. He needs to go bye-bye. They agreed to do that eventually. They got rid of this guy because he was a part of the previous administration.
Okay.
The Putin smeared.
Yeah.
Previous administration.
Well, that's not the story that's coming out on the right. You know, it's different.
Oh, no. Shocker.
Oh, yeah. God, they're such blatant liars.
Says here, on other fronts, Trump's scheme to push through a vaccine before the election's fallen apart.
Who believed that?
When his brazen advertising of his designs led other stakeholders to insist on careful and uncorrupted process. He was saying, I need this out by the election, before the election.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What's that magic date for?
Is there any way we can like go to the Trump administration and say, please, please have nothing to do with this vaccine. It's very important. It's very important for us. Let's have other people work on it.
Yeah.
And you guys just twiddle your thumbs until you're out of there. I mean, I don't know.
This is the Washington Post still. Precisely because he telegraphed his corrupt plot to try to invalidate millions of mail ballots, unprecedented numbers are voting early, making that less likely.
So he made it worse for himself.
By broadcasting what he's doing.
Here's Trump. Trump is not worth a shit without the Russians doing shit for him.
Barr recently told Republicans he will likely not release any report of his review designed to cast doubt on the investigation confirming Russia sabotaged the election on Trump's behalf. He's still trying to get proof that Russia didn't interfere for him in 2016.
Trump is trying to prove that he had no relationship with Russia in the election.
Yes.
Okay.
Trump raged at that Barr failing as, quote, a disgrace. On Monday, he unloaded on a reporter, calling him a criminal for the mere act of not uncritically amplifying the Hunter Biden story.
Jesus Christ!
That he stakes so much upon. It's criminal that you're not running that story.
So he can't. He's like it seems flailing. It seems like what's missing from his strategy, his corrupt strategy, is subtlety. I mean, you know,
when has his strategy ever? No, it's 18 level chess, Ryan. He can jump into the future and see what's going to happen. Then he comes back.
He wants the press to do the Hunter Biden story. So he goes out during a press conference and says, hey, why the fuck aren't you guys doing the Hunter Biden story?
Because he got his way 4 years ago.
With what?
But her emails.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's fucking true.
And he was hoping this was going to be the same thing.
Yeah, why wouldn't he try this again?
He's got his droolers that are following him.
Yes.
And he figured with this big story coming out, where, you know, Obama's going to be dragged in chains.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Think of the hard penises.
Oh, God.
At that thought.
Viagra just went down in stock.
And he really thinks that that should have happened.
Yeah.
Or is going to still happen.
Wait, you really think, hold on a second. You think Donald Trump believes in his heart, whatever that might be, that there is a deep state?
Yes. Well, yes. That's, didn't
what?
His, didn't his niece, she's a psychologist, psychiatrist, didn't she say that, you know, he does, he believes this bullshit?
Does he ever say he convinces who's running
himself,
it?
He deludes himself, and he really believes it.
Does he believe there's an Antifa?
Oh, that's the great evil, yeah. Sure.
Anti-fascists. That's the great evil.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Only hours before Trump demanded Barr investigate the Hunter Biden affair, a new poll released by the New York Times and Siena College found Biden leading nationally 50 to 41.
Oh, shit.
The national averages are putting Biden up by 10.5 points.
Damn.
The new poll also showed Trump losing the argument in every way. A majority doesn't believe his central campaign claim that the worst of COVID is behind us. They don't believe him.
Good.
Biden holds a lopsided advantage on that issue. And Trump's vaunted edge on the economy has vanished.
Damn.
So people no longer think he's the best chance for the economy.
Right. You know, I've always sort of thought, like, let's say, and he's not going to win. Let's say Trump wins, right? And then all of a sudden, in between November and January, the COVID just explodes like they say it's going to.
Yes. It is.
Would people stand for that? I mean, if we have enough deaths in this
TBD.
Country, you know?
I mean, there's going to be a bunch. He's lost a bunch, though. Was there a 40-point swing or something like that among old people?
Yeah.
And especially here in Florida, the older people, he lost them.
Losing some white people. That's an issue for him.
Suburban women, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was begging them, please like me.
Yeah, suburban women, will you just please like me?
Well, you're a rapist. Allegedly.
I'd fuck some of you. Not many, but some.
How lucky for them. Take your sad, mushroomy dick out.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes.
We appreciate your ear hole time.
Right. Nothing, no word on the PP tape. Is that not a thing anymore? Mm-mm-mm. We're just giving up on that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, that sucks.
I would usually save this for Faithless Friday, but you know.
Yes.
This is kind of too good to pass up. Arguably still alive.
Okay.
Pat Robertson.
Damn! God, when is that guy going to fucking die? No offense.
I hope not soon.
Oh, yeah, Pat. Shit, yes.
I hope he has a long, healthy, evil life.
He has.
Longer.
Jeez.
Here's Pat Robertson.
Ugh.
He's a vegetarian, right?
Oh, he's very healthy.
I mean, exercises and eats very healthy, and he talks about that shit on his show.
Yeah, like, his wacko show, The 700 Club, he talks to you at the beginning of his show like he's a normal person, and it's weird. He's like talking about, you know, brand.
And on rare occasions, he'll stumble into like saying the right thing.
Very rare.
But like marijuana, didn't he one time, wasn't he like, who cares about marijuana or something like that?
Yeah.
Here's Terry's like, oh, I love the Quaaludes. Pat Robertson, 700 Club.
Yeah.
Well, here goes. I want to share with you. I was praying on Sunday saying, God, please tell me how it's going to happen. And I hope I've got the word. But first of all, I want to say without question, Trump is going to win the election.
Let's
see how that one plays out.
Are you talking to Jeebus? Is he hotline blinging God?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hotline bling.
I don't know. He's probably got like Copeland on hold. He's got, I don't know.
Is he the main evangelical?
Who's called does God take first?
Pat Robertson.
What about Kenneth Copeland, though? He's got more money than Pat Robertson.
Maybe Kenneth Copeland. You're right. And Pat Robertson, as far as I know, does not speak in the tongues.
I think you're right.
So that would make it easier for Kenneth Copeland to communicate with the deity, I think, because he could say things like "Tiki bong labadoos to be slash ding doggy do."
Two of the SQ words out in the yard.
Oh shit!
That's why the dog is lunging at the.
What does she claw at the window? It's not like you're gonna.
I don't know. I think she's
open the window.
Here's so that's how he opens up, but here's the interesting part.
Yes.
One of.
There's going to be a war. Ezekiel 38 is going to be the next thing down the line. Then a time of peace. Then maybe the end. But nobody knows the day or the hour when the Lord's going to come back. He said.
So Pat Robertson basically thinks Trump's going to be reelected, and that's going to bring about the apocalypse.
And that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say? There's a lot of religious bullshit being bandied about here. Yeah. What's up with the time of Ezekiel? What did he say?
That's when the Christians are going to, I don't know, there's the trials and tribulations.
Is
and
that when people
I don't know if he's
get
a pre,
sucked out of the grave?
I don't know if he's if a pre-rapture or post-rapture.
What, okay. So if...
Because, right, there's two different
absolutely
beliefs in the lunatic Christian sect.
Yeah.
That... Either you're sucked up into the bosom of Jesus before all the nasty shit happens, or your Christians got to suffer because, you know, that's what Christians do. And if, then get sucked. Hoover.
Shit, hey, calm down, buddy. Stop. She's losing her shit. Stop. What if you're dead, though? How does it work, Dan? What if I'm dead and then God comes? Do I not get to go to heaven just because I'm a pile of ash? In some cream of fucking torium, I can't go to heaven.
Well, you may already have gone. Wasn't that decided for you already?
Oh, so heaven exists now, even without the apocalypse.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, that makes a difference.
We're just talking
right?
about the end of the world.
Okay, so if I get hit by a bus, I croak. Yeah. I could go to hell. Or heaven, even though we haven't had the end of the world yet.
I believe so.
I don't go to a waiting area or anything like that.
I don't know. There's some, the Catholics in the Middle Ages invented purgatories to make some extra dough.
That sounds like fun. Oh, right. Because if you were a big shithead and
they would sell what they called, they started selling indulgences.
Yes.
It's one of the things that pissed off Martin Luther.
That's genius.
And started the whole Protestant thing indulgences were one of the things that the Catholics, it was just a blatant, you pay us some money and you could buy one of your dead relatives out of purgatory and up into the clouds.
Doesn't the very existence of so many religions that worship the same, like, God, like there's so many of them, but it's the same God, right? Jesus God.
Yeah, yes, the Abrahamic God.
Yeah. Wouldn't you infer from that that it's a shitty religion? Like, if it was a great fucking religion, why would everybody branch off into different sects and shit? It must suck.
Well, and who's right?
Well, whatever
each
I
one
am.
Of them, right. Yeah, each I mean, one of know. Them will tell you they're the right one. Oh, those Lutherans ain't real Christians.
I mean, God, so they're going...
I'm a snake waver. I'm the real Christian.
It really is crazy.
Everybody else is going to hell if you don't wave a snake around.
Yay. God, that show was crazy, man. That was snake salvation. See, that is the reason religion is not a thing that works, because there is people out there that are so fucking stupid because the word snakes is in their translation.
One sentence.
They start waving around... Cottonmouths and water moccasins. And the snakes, by the way, have to be poisonous or it's not for reals. Right?
Right.
So it's just incredibly...
Stay tuned for Faithless Friday, everybody.
It's just like a self-destructive thing. Right? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Quit believing in shit. You know?
The...
Whatever.
Oh boy!
Shit,
hey,
dog.
Hey, Shelby.
No. Oh man.
Good girl.
I think those you know whats have your number, buddy. And they're
Calm
fucking
down.
With you. Are they fucking with her?
She really doesn't like squirrels.
Ooh, you
yeah,
said it.
It's
you
out
said
there
it.
Already. What
yeah,
am I
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
do?
Yeah, squirrels.
This speaks for itself.
Yes.
If Joe Biden wins on November 3rd, he cannot be permitted to be sworn in as president of the United States.
This is Rick Wiles, everybody.
Because he's killing babies or something?
Oh, well, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that George Soros guy
does
is one of those J-E-W-S's that Rick Wiles hates.
Is Biden one of the politicians that gets the adrenochrome?
I don't know if Rick Wiles is totally Q.
Oh, okay. He's just Jeebus.
Well, and anti-Semitism.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Really, really heavy
I think
dose.
He's racist, too.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, yeah.
If Joe Biden wins on November 3rd, he cannot be permitted to be sworn in as president of the United States. Mm-hmm. What I have read today and what the videos that I've seen.
God. On 8chan and 4chan. Oh,
what I've read today and the videos I've seen.
What I saw today. Why on Firefighter Prophet Mark Taylor's website.
God, you know.
What I've read.
The thing about every fake news story, especially about the coronavirus, it's so easy to see that the story is bullshit, right? Because it's always in a blog. This dog is.
It's just right there, the squirrel.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I want to see where it is.
It's just right outside the fence.
Where is it, buddy?
Shit. It's looking at her, taunting her through the window, like,
fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You'll get it one day.
No, you won't.
I mean, I hope not.
Today, and
what
the
a horrible
that
scene
I've seen,
that would be.
Oh, Joe Biden should be handcuffed today.
Oh, my God.
He shouldn't even be on the ballot. If Attorney General Barr would get some backbone, he should go arrest Joe Biden and Hunter Biden today.
For what? For what?
Yeah, for being Satan.
Arrest Joe Biden and Hunter Biden today, based on the evidence that they have right now.
Of real foreign collusion.
Yes.
Thank you.
So
thank you, fuckhead.
If Joe Biden wins on November 3rd, the American people cannot allow that man to be sworn in. The Electoral College must be told, no way.
Okay.
You cannot ratify his election.
Jeez.
These are the loons, man. Yeah. This is.
And listen to the big words, the big official words this idiot is throwing around. They can't ratify that decision. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. You're not ratifying jack shit. You have a podcast, you anti-Semitic troll, about nothing.
And that doesn't mean you sit home and don't vote. That means you get out and do everything you can to work. But he's going to win. That's, I think, a given. And
God. Even Pat Robertson, who's usually, not 100% stupid about shit.
He said the dinosaurs existed.
He thinks, Trump's going to win.
And he thinks people should smoke weed, right?
But then it'll bring about the end times. Of course it will.
But it won't, and when it
hasn't it already?
This is the problem with religion. When it doesn't bring about end times, and none of this shit he says happens, or any of the shit anybody else says, none of it happens, but yet people still continue to follow these people.
Yes.
That's an issue.
But they keep trying to get this Biden thing going.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot there. God, you know, if Elizabeth Warren had gotten the nomination, would they be trying to get that Jacob Wall story where she's punching sailors and having BDSM with them?
This is not just an adult man having sex with what looks like 10-year-old girls. From people we've talked to that have seen it, that they look really young.
So now Alex Jones is claiming that the laptop contains videos showing Hunter Biden engaging in torture porn of underage girls.
That's what is on the laptop.
Oh,
that was found.
I guess they're saving that for later. I guess they're holding that one for later.
Yeah, we would have seen the laptop full of Hunter's torture porn.
Adult man
already
having sex with what looks like 10-year-old girls. From people we've talked to that have seen it, that they look really young. That he's beating and torturing them and beating the living hell out of them.
Okay.
And they're begging in the video. And the national media that did pick up some of this said, it shows some footage of what may look like underage girls that he had on his computer. Not it's Hunter with the girls. That's confirmed. That's number one. Number two, in the actual Chinese translation, and I called around to a bunch.
This is some blogger in China.
What? I've never heard this story before.
Nobody has.
This is insane.
Says exclusive Chinese whistleblower
She just fell off the chair. Yeah. Chinese whistleblower reveals Hunter Biden sex tapes.
Yay.
Contain video of Joe Biden's son sexually abusing multiple underage Chinese teens.
I mean,
it's on something called The Natural News.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I follow that. The Natural News. Oh, God. Wait, we're just now hearing about this.
Yeah,
though.
That's
crazy, isn't it?
It did pick up some of this, said, oh, it shows some footage of what may look like underage girls that he had on his computer. Not it's Hunter with the girls. That's confirmed. That's number one. Number two, in the actual Chinese translation, and I called around to a bunch of folks I know to confirm my sources in D.C. and New York.
I talked to a whole bunch of Chinese people I know.
What?
I went down to Wing Ho's Chinese takeout.
What's he saying, that Hunter Biden is on the tape, or this tape was found on Hunter Biden's laptop of torture porn?
Yes.
It's both?
No, it was found on the laptop.
But the movie that they're talking about is his torture porn.
Was on the laptop.
Right, and Hunter Biden is in this movie.
That's been proven, yeah.
This is in D.C. and New York, and they watched
because it. Because his buddies translated the original Chinese.
The video, including Mike Adams' wife, is from Taiwan. Speaks fluent Chinese.
Oh, yeah, shit,
and
yeah.
Indeed, when translated, the man that's seen the video that predicted before it broke, 2.5 weeks before it broke, what was on it, it's been confirmed, it's not just that he's saying extreme pedo, he's saying extreme torture, extreme abuse that you wouldn't do to an animal is what Hunter is doing to these little girls.
What is he doing?
And this fits into the whole MO of these people. Their selfishness, their corruption. And, oh, you want me to shoot films with underage girls? I'll break their jaws. I'll slap them. I'll hit them. I'll do things I can't mention.
But this is shocking. You know, if this were true, this would be a shocking revelation, wouldn't it?
This is shocking in itself. It's so stupid.
I feel like the HuffPo might have mentioned this.
It's so stupid.
So dumb.
Gosh, I wonder why Fox News wasn't running with this.
Why? Because they're the fake news. And New York Times is fake. And the HuffPo's fake. This is the real stuff.
Right. Only Alex is brave enough to put the real shit out there.
The maggots.
Classic.
He's beating these people and they're begging Hunter to stop.
You can find him.
Jesus.
You can find
Christ.
Alex probably somewhere on the internet. Not on, he's probably on Gab and Parler.
It's hard to believe he got divorced. I mean, jeez.
I think I need a down-to-earth kind of girl. You know, one who's happy with the simple things in life, like applesauce and brownies. Hey, Julie Jules. I was just thinking about you. It's about a job.
God. But it is so good to see you here, though. In the same restaurant, in addition to you living right next door to Jeff. And now you're working with him in the same office.
She seems really, really nice.
Tell you what.
Is this
the abortion?
That Christian sitcom? Comedy, the abortion. The abortion ladies Christian sitcom.
Oh, and that's not canned laughter they're using, right? I mean, that's genuine belly laughs, I imagine.
I don't know from who.
You know, oh, it's so funny. God, it's funny. Who wrote this, Larry David?
All the angels in heaven laughing their wings off.
Jesus Christ. They should hire, who's that famous Hollywood writer that punches up scripts? He writes.
Carrie Fisher, it used to be,
yeah.
Sadly.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, no. The guy who worked on all the award shows and wrote jokes. Flamboyant dude. He wears those crazy fucking outfits.
I know who you're talking about.
What is it? He,
Bruce Valanche.
Yeah, get Bruce Valanche to fix your shit. Get someone to fix your shit, right?
Yeah.
Because listen, I don't give a fuck what this is supposed to be. I understand this is the abortion sitcom.
But Bruce Valanche is a homosexual.
Yeah, and Bruce Valanche ain't touching this. But you could find, could you not find a writer that could fix this in all of Hollywood? There's got to be somebody, right?
I mean,
you wanna put
she
your name?
Obviously didn't spend a whole lot of money.
Do you want to put your name on the anti-choice sitcom? Oh, God, it's so weird.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's fucked up. It's fucked up that someone's like, yeah, we need this. We need the sitcom.
I've got, well, this is kind of scary news, a little bit.
Yay.
Good news, but also scary news.
Okay.
The SCOTUS.
SCROTUS!
Has denied Republicans' request to stop an extended period for voting to return the mail ballots in Pennsylvania, one of, if not the important state.
Well, that's good news, right?
They wanted to extend 3 days after the date of the election.
Okay.
So I guess that Friday.
Right.
To receive the ballot, but it must have been postmarked on or before the date of the election.
Yeah.
So you can't mail it the next day.
Okay.
You got to mail it the day of or before.
Right.
But then they have to allow for delays in the mail for 3 days.
Okay.
And then they're still counting.
Oh, my God. The 3 days after our election is going to be fucking cuckoo
Maybe.
Bananas.
Hopefully it won't be. Carville says he thinks it's going to be called by 10:30.
Yeah, but that will make people Eastern. Go crazy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the election, we'll know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know, when the fun begins.
Yes.
But,
maggots.
Yeah, but if it's close in a few states that count, it's going to be days.
Do you remember what Trump said about Hillary and the Second Amendment? Remember all that shit?
Something about, the Second creepy. Amendment solution or something.
Yeah, you know what to do, you 2A people. God.
So today, or last night,
yes,
SCOTUS allowed Pennsylvania election officials to count mail-in ballots received up to 3 days after Election Day, refusing Republicans' request to stop the pandemic-related procedure that was approved by the state's Supreme Court. So the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said, yeah, it's okay.
Right, right.
And the Republicans squealy to the SCOTUS.
Ooh.
The scary part is it was 4-4.
Oh my God.
And because it's a tie, it means it's a no.
Right. Oh, okay.
Jesus. So the lower court stands.
Right. But the way it would be made up after contagious ACB, it would be different.
Exactly. 2 weeks or actually Monday. Monday Mitch McConnell announced next Monday they're going to vote
and she
on her.
She gets confirmed and then bam, she's there.
Oh, they're going to, the next day, they're going to start sign her in.
Oh,
you know that.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. Let's say Trump's going to lose the election. This is so crazy that this ACB gets confirmed. Trump will lose the election bigly, and then Mitch the bitch is just going to push shit through, nominate more fucking judges.
Well, that's all he's going to push through for the next 2 months.
And then the Supreme Court is going to hear a bunch of cases.
Which is why the Democrats need to do whatever they can to slow shit down. Filibuster every vote.
Right.
Everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Mitch says he doesn't want to get rid of the filibuster.
This isn't reasonable, though. This contagious ACB should not be put on the fucking court.
It's going to happen. Nothing we can do about it.
Crazy as fuck.
So there you go. we don't know how Amy Coney Barrett would have voted. But we know that these Republican judges tend to vote on as much voter restriction as possible. I
don't even understand how that works.
I saw something that like 80% of Republican judges seem to be okay with as much voter restriction as possible.
They like voter suppression?
Every time they vote for something that affects and lowers the amount of people or makes it harder for people to vote, they vote that way.
Don't they see any irony there? They're voting for people to not be able to vote as easily.
And this was Roberts joining the Libs.
Oh, okay.
To tie it up.
Maybe that'll happen.
So Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh. But that's the thing. If ACB, when ACB joins, that's five.
Yeah. It's going to be scary.
Roberts can join the other side. He's going to be outnumbered.
It won't matter.
Right.
Fuck. Jeez. Should have voted for Hillary, dickheads.
Neither side explained their reasoning, so there weren't like, you know, long written dissents or anything, which is often the case in emergency requests.
Right.
But the outcome underscored the decisive role Barrett could play if she is confirmed, when, I should say.
Oh my God.
She's confirmed by the Republican controlled Senate.
Did Doesn't it turn anybody off on the Republican side, you legislators, that she's like a Handmaid's Tale person? I mean, do you really want that?
Trump doesn't care about that. He wants her to vote in case he thinks her vote's guaranteed.
He doesn't give a fuck long term about fucking anything he's doing.
He is no longer counting on winning the election. He's now counting on cheating and disputing the election in court.
So what's he going to do about COVID in the meantime? Because he is the president.
Fuck, nothing. God. It's gone. It's fine. We're fine. Don't worry about
it. It's insane.
Ivanka said, don't worry about it, right? She's like, these restrictions.
She said that?
She was in Michigan or something. I don't know where she was. Maybe Pennsylvania. And she was like, yeah, you know, we need to balance our lives. We need to balance living our lives.
Explain that to the virus, then. Explain that shit to the virus. We need to.
Meanwhile, I only just found out that her name isn't Ivanka.
Yeah, it's Ivana, right?
It's Ivana, yeah. She's Ivana Jr. I didn't know that, but they call her Ivanka. It's her nickname. I always thought it was her real name was
but
Ivanka.
But a nickname isn't a name. A nickname is like, you know, Cookie.
G-Money? Or
yeah, something like Smoothie or something like that.
Smoothie or G-Money.
My name's Ivana. My nickname is Ivanker. That makes no sense. It's very strange.
Hi, Wisconsin. I am here in your beautiful state encouraging you to get out and vote so President Trump can deliver for your family, for your community, and for this incredible state for 4 more years. Voting has started. Make sure to vote, and we'll have another victory come November 3rd.
the siren!
And the siren in the background, isn't it perfect?
The world is burning! My God, the sirens
they
in the
put
background.
That out. They couldn't say, let's do another take when the siren's gone.
Well, you want Ivanka to do another take of that shit, yeah. That crap. What slop is she selling us? What is she telling me to do to go vote?
Come up for my daddy.
Hey, Ivanka, why are you telling me to go vote? You don't want people to vote.
For a lot of us during this pandemic, we've reconnected to some of life's simple pleasures, board games, for example. We've dusted off all of ours for sure. I took up playing guitar because my husband was working very late nights. I'd come home after I'd put the kids to bed and after I went back online and finished my work, I'd be sitting there and
doing what? What work are you doing? What work is Jared doing?
You know, there's 219. How many people are dead? 220?
Sure.
So many people
200
dead.
200 plus thousand.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't give one fucking shit that she took guitar lessons online. I don't give a fuck. Do you give a fuck?
No. Breaking news. Trump walked out on an interview with Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes.
Damn.
Walked out.
Why? I mean, did he get upset?
After reportedly walking out of an interview with 60 Minutes host, Trump tweeted that Leslie Stahl wasn't wearing a mask in the White House after her interview with me. Much more to come.
Yeah, no shit. There will be much more to come.
According to CNN, the tweet happened after Trump, quote, abruptly ended his solo interview.
What I think happened, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, is Leslie Stahl asked him some questions he didn't want to answer. And he left. I don't believe the story about the mask, right?
I am pleased to inform you that for the sake of accuracy in reporting, I am considering posting my interview with Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes prior to airtime.
Oh, shit!
This will be done so that everybody can get a glimpse of what a fake and biased interview is about.
Is that legal? That's not legal.
I can't imagine that it would be. I would think that CBS has the copyright on it, but I don't know what kind of a contract they would sign.
Why would he have the content though? I mean, what wouldn't the
maybe that's part of the deal. He gets a copy of the interview of the uncut interview.
He's such a flaming asshole.
I can see that. And now he's tweeting. Oh, he's really pissed.
Yeah.
Now he's tweeting a little video behind the scenes shot looked like surreptitiously with somebody's cell phone of Leslie Stahl standing there after the interview talking to people. And she doesn't have her mask on.
Okay.
He just walked out of an interview. She stood up. Yeah. And she's talking to her producers. She still does not have a mask on.
And Trump, Captain Spreader USA, is bitching and moaning that she doesn't have a mask on. I think something else went down.
Oh, what a sad little piss baby. And you know it's going to backfire.
Yes.
Put out the tape. Put out the tape.
I can't wait to see it.
Right. It's only going to make him look bad.
She asked him a question that he didn't want to fucking deal with.
And
he got mad.
And she wouldn't accept his lies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or his non-answer.
Right. Right. And he got mad.
She probably said, she was probably going after the Hunter Biden thing. It's just not true. There's no evidence.
Right, it's Russian disinformation. Does Leslie Stahl believe that that laptop is full of torture porn with Hunter Biden throwing books? Right, right. What is Hunter
There's
Biden?
Also bonus footage of Elizabeth Warren and her Marine punch fucking.
I don't have a problem if Elizabeth Warren wants to do that. I don't give a shit. You know. Punch fuck away, this senator.
Chain fucking.
Yeah, she would beat the guy with a chain and fuck him.
No.
Well, she addressed that, or did she?
I think she said something really funny about it.
It's crazy.
If I recall.
I gotta get my tetanus shot.
We gotta get going here. So much to talk about.
Yeah.
Miami cop.
Yes.
Has been caught.
Right.
Florida, of course.
Hell yeah.
Working at a polling place, voting in Florida. The officer was photographed wearing a Trump mask walking around.
Okay.
A polling place. That's illegal.
What's that called?
Electioneering.
Electioneering. Well, the cops should know that that's illegal.
The officer has been identified as Daniel Ubeda of Miami Police.
Yes.
It was tweeted out on the Democratic Party County website or the Twitter. Here's a City of Miami Police Officer Daniel Ubeda in full uniform with badge and gun wearing his Trump mask inside of the polling location in Government Center. This is city-funded voter intimidation.
You stupid, dumb fuck.
Ubeda should be suspended immediately.
But, we are forgetting one thing. This man is in the South, and he's wearing a mask. There's that.
Miami police responded to the social media post, saying the officer wearing the mask is violating department policy. The mask reads, Trump 2020, no more bullshit.
Yeah, okay.
We are aware of the photograph being circulated of a Miami police officer wearing a political mask in uniform. This behavior is unacceptable, a violation of departmental policy, and is being addressed immediately. You forgot to say it is a crime.
Yeah.
Police are not immune, bitches.
Right.
We scream about that all the time here.
But.
Police are not immune. This man should be charged.
Yeah. But they make him take the mask off. Does he have another mask he can wear at least?
He's probably going to be suspended.
Let's not take our eye off the ball. We want people in masks because it's corona shit.
Early voting began Monday in Florida ahead of the election. State shattering its opening day record with more than 350,000 ballots cast. Sorry, Republicans.
Right.
Your voter suppression is backfiring.
Right. And it looks like they're going to get clobbered on election day, right?
Don't think that way, though. Go out and vote.
Yeah.
Like you're breaking a tie.
Absolutely. But what happened? What happened with the Trump campaign and his administration? Why did everything go to absolute motherfucking shit?
Because Trump was president for 9 12s.
I just didn't see it coming.
Yeah. Shocker. It's about what we expected. I mean, we didn't expect the COVID.
What lesson?
It's about as disastrous as we had expected.
Will America learn any lessons from this? Like, vote better. I mean, will they learn that?
No, what's going to have to happen is we need the Senate, and we're going to need to legislate the fuck. I saw another article today saying that, it's two different things. One about, we got to stop calling it or allowing it to be called court packing.
Yeah.
Court packing is what the Republicans have been doing.
Right.
This is court expanding.
Yes.
Completely legal. And by the way, the reason we're at 9 is because, like, in the late 1800s, they expanded the district courts to 9. So the theory was to have one judge to per court.
Right, right.
Kind of.
So now, so they should expand it then.
We now have 13 districts.
So
that's where this number 13 keeps coming
right.
up. Of why people say, well, why not just 11? Well, because 13 would then mirror the number of districts. And you could then pawn off 3 judge panels. There's no rules in the Constitution as to how the Supreme Court has to work.
I see what you're saying. So the Supreme Court could tackle...
They could more. And they could have regular 3-judge decisions and right. then on bank.
Yeah.
You know, you get your 3-judge panel. If it doesn't work with them, it's a randomly chosen judges, like in the districts.
Well, that's scary.
And then you end up, you can appeal to the full right. court.
Well, what if ACB gets chosen, Kavanaugh and Thomas for a decision?
Well, that sucks. Happens, yeah.
But that sucks. What's the point of making the court?
You can't. Then what? You're being Trump. You're deciding
no.
What judge you're going to choose by their ideology.
Yeah, but
it's got to have some.
No. Why are they splitting up to hear cases then? Because to me, the whole point of expanding the court is to protect us from those lunatics.
Well, and it'll also prevent from clutching our chests every time an older SCOTUS gets a cough.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
That, you know, with 13, it's unlikely to hinge on one judge again,
right,
especially
right.
if you're using the panel kind of way. If you mirror what goes on in the district courts.
This is a crazy way to live. What reasonable society would want to do what you just described? Every time one of these judges die, we're like, holy fuck, we're going to lose our
right.
We're going to lose the right to choose. I don't know. That's stupid.
So
God, I mean, that really is crazy, dude, because we're going to add another judge. You're worried. The whole country is worried about rights being rolled back.
Yeah,
that is fucked up.
Well,
that's really fucked up.
God bless America.
Yeah, I don't think there's a God, but you know.
What else have I got here in the big old spreadsheet? We got some time left,
right?
this is important.
Yes.
In the sovereign state of Kentucky.
Hell yeah.
They have been, Breonna Taylor's family has been fighting to get the grand jury transcripts because they think that the Republican prosecutor or attorney general, whoever the fuck was in charge, Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron.
Yes.
Only presented, their theory is that the cops weren't, the grand jury wasn't presented with the option of murder or manslaughter, that all the prosecutor brought them was this, what was it? Whatever the fuck stupid, nothing charge the one cop got.
I don't even remember what it was. It sounds
wanton
strange.
Endangerment.
Yeah. He was.
So a judge said, "Well, no, tough titty. If the that's not that wasn't what the judge wrote.
He didn't say that.
The
judge wrote tough titty.
Translating it into crab diving.
It auto completes.
He said, you know, well, you if a grand juror wants to talk about it, that grand juror should be able to do it and should be able to even do it anonymously should they want.
But wait, so if we want to find out the options the grand jury was given in this
case, already did.
Oh, okay.
Because moments after the judge issued an order, the judge also said, oh, and by the way, I'm not going to issue a stay for appeal.
Shit.
So pretty quickly, an anonymous grand juror,
right,
in the Breonna Taylor case issued a scathing statement about prosecutors misleading the public.
Yeah.
Shortly after she was given, it's a female who grand juror, she was given legal clearance to discuss the proceedings. Judge Annie O'Connell of the Kentucky 30th Circuit Court, Second Division, ruled today that the grand juror should be allowed to talk about the case publicly.
Why would the testimony of the grand jury be secret?
Grand juries are always secret.
Oh, okay.
Shortly afterward, the juror issued a statement claiming prosecutors only ever presented jurors with the option of charging the officers involved in Taylor's shooting with wanton endangerment, but not with murder.
That is fucked up.
The juror said the jury didn't. This is going to hurt the poor Republicans Kentucky. This may help get rid of Mitch.
Right.
Sadly, their own corruption.
Yeah.
And mishandling of this case.
I mean, that's
the jury
crazy.
Did not have homicide offenses explained to them, the juror said. The grand jury never heard anything about those laws. Self-defense of justification was never explained either. In other words, the boyfriend taking a shot at whoever was kicking in his door.
But this is just to decide what they're charged with, right? The grand jury thing, right?
Whether to charge and with what to charge. Yeah. If sometimes they're given leeway, sometimes they're given a broad spectrum. Like,
why wouldn't
you can
they
charge? Here's what the prosecutor will say. Here's what the level is for wanton endangerment.
Here
it is for manslaughter.
Yeah.
Here it is for second murder. Here it is for first murder. Here's the evidence.
Right.
Pick one. And the grand jury will decide whether to charge and what to charge.
But this grand jury got one choice.
But you know, the old saying is that any prosecutor can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich.
Yeah, the ham sandwich saying. We learned
because
that.
Because how they present it to the jury, to the grand jury, 100% matters.
Why wouldn't they aim higher then?
Because he's a corrupt cop licker. He's a Republican.
Right. Yeah.
I think he's black too.
I mean, which,
you know, I really is just
that's crazy,
confuses
man.
Me. Black Republicans, I just don't understand at all.
Or Republicans, I don't get them.
The grand juror also implicitly accused the attorney general of lying to the public when he claimed that the jurors agreed to all the charges filed in the case. The grand jury did not agree certain actions were justified, nor did it decide the indictment should be the only charges in the Breonna Taylor case, said the juror. The grand jury was not given the opportunity to deliberate on those charges.
So, like, let me understand something. If this person hadn't have leaked that, then we wouldn't know this shit.
Right. And this is what the family and the lawyers for the family have been trying to get the whole time. Is like,
that's insane.
This is bullshit. We want to see what this prosecutor took. Yeah. To the grand jury, and they're like, "Oh, I took everything into her, you know," and they came out and said, "There's nothing here, you know."
Right. Sorry if we just don't trust you.
There you go.
Wow.
That it is.
Damn, that's crazy.
So now, I mean, I think we're probably going to see some more protests. I would think today that just came out.
Why would they do that? Wouldn't they know that would leak? Why would you do that? I mean, that's just going to inflict pain on.
Well, you know, the grand jury process, it's really hard to break into. They consider that kind of sacrosanct. And
why?
That the deliberations should be. Well, I agree. I mean, I don't know why.
No, I mean,
I don't think anything should be secret.
Nobody covered this in Law and Order. So I'm just wondering why. Like, is it to protect, like, witnesses and shit like that?
Yeah, and to protect the grand jury.
Themselves, the identity of the grand jury.
Et cetera. Yeah, and how they voted and what.
Yeah. It seems reasonable that you'd be able to see what options they were given.
Especially when the outcome is so ridiculous.
Yeah, and this is we should all know this. This is crazy.
So that is in the headlines today. Busy day.
Right. And the tubing guy.
Funny, I'm just clicking on that. No pun intended.
Damn. Hey, listen, before you nut, you got to make sure that Zoom camera is, your status is
this
offline.
This is from Vice, just because it's probably going to be funny.
Yeah.
New Yorker suspends Jeffrey Toobin for masturbating on Zoom call. The call was an election simulation featuring New Yorker all-stars.
Oh, erections.
For the New Yorker has suspended reporter Jeffrey Toobin for masturbating on a Zoom video chat between members of the New Yorker and WNYC Radio last week. Tubin says he did not realize his video was on.
Of course, he didn't mean to. He didn't mean to, though, right?
Quote, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake, believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. I thought I had muted the Zoom video.
Right, right. Hey, listen, I get it. You were jacking off. But let me tell you something. You got to go to that. You got to say, you got to mute your mic and take your camera offline. You got to do those things first.
Two people that were on the call said it was an election simulation featuring many of the New Yorker's biggest stars.
Yes.
There's also a handful of other producers on the call from New Yorker, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
WNYC.
Tubin.
Both people who spoke on the condition of anonymity noted that it was unclear how much each person saw, but both of them said that they saw Tubin jerking off.
So they saw Shaft.
The two sources described a juncture in the election simulation when there was a strategy session.
Yes.
Democrats, the faux Democrats and faux Republicans right. that were role-playing went into their respective breakout rooms.
There you go.
For about 10 minutes. At this point, it said, they said it seemed like Tobin might have been on a second video call. They said when the groups returned from the breakout, Tobin lowered the camera and then they could see Tobin touching his penis.
You gotta be careful in the breakout room.
Tubin then left the call. Did I say Tobin? Tubin then left the call.
Tubin.
Moments later, he called back in, seemingly unaware of what his colleagues had just been able to see.
Hey, he just ejaculated. I'm gonna get back on this call. Fuck. He gets back on the call and everybody's like, hey.
The spokesperson for the New Yorker said, Jeffrey Tubin has been suspended while we investigate the matter.
Well, here's what happened. He fucked up his Zoom and he was at home, right? He was at home. He did not know he was on Zoom jacking off. The guy didn't fucking know that.
He appears on CNN where he's their chief legal analyst. CNN issued a statement. Jeffrey Tubin has asked for some time off while he deals with a personal issue, which we have granted.
He just didn't understand how to work his Zoom settings. It's not a personal issue. All these guys writing this shit, you guys all jack off. You better check your Zoom settings. Holier than thou. God.
So there you go.
Tubin.
If he was a Republican, they'd be offering him a job somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Cabinet position. Jeffrey Tubin's going to be my second.
Hey, listen, whoever works for Mike Pence, make sure he gets that camera offline when he's supposed to.
Oh,
who knows?
Masturbate. He whips himself like the guy in...
Damn, I don't remember that show. The Boardwalk Show? Boardwalk Empire?
Boardwalk Empire, yeah.
Yeah. Michael Shannon used to beat the shit out of himself with a chain or something.
Whipping
shit
himself
like
with
that.
A belt, with a leather belt.
Yeah, that's his scene.
Flagellated himself.
Yes.
To atone for his sinful thoughts.
Again, this religion sucks. Everybody believing in that. Any time you could say, hey, listen, I'm done with this shit, and it won't make a difference. Right? I mean, it won't.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're all going to end up mulch. It's okay.
I'm not blaming all lesbians. Mm-hmm.
We've got... Oh. Alex isn't blaming all the lesbians.
You got me. I thought we might have another Alex.
Where did just a couple of them. Get his?
Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed, everybody.
Yay!
You're going to like this one.
Okay.
This is a... Jeffrey Tubin masturbating.
Tubin.
Jeffrey touching his Tubin.
I never heard of Jeffrey Tubin before today. Now he's a jacking guy.
A California shark lab has tagged a record number of sharks off the Southern California coast this year.
Yay!
Tagging more than ever before.
Right.
The Despite the COVID, limiting team members and lab time.
Oh, shit.
California State University's Long Beach Shark Lab director, Chris Lowe, told CNN that his team still tagged 38 sharks in 2020, triple the number they had tagged the year before.
Let's all go swimming then.
This has been the biggest summer that we've had in 10 years we've been doing this, he said.
You are three times as likely to get eaten to death in the motherfucking ocean than you were before. Correct? Absolutely. Oh, man. Why are we getting more sharks?
Well, they I don't know. There's still a lot of sharks around, he said, that aren't even tagged yet.
Oh, shit.
So we're probably going to tag even more before the year's over.
Yay. Business is booming, guys.
They says they don't know why. There's a lot of questions that we don't have the answers to right now.
I'll tell you why. Sharks are fucking more.
Along with the hike in numbers, the sharks are also being tagged in areas where they have never visited before.
Yes, because all the animals on this planet, the mammals, the whatever, the sharks, the fish, they all realize.
They're angry.
They're angry, and they realize this COVID has us on the defensive, and now they're taking it back.
And they're mad about the global warming thing and the island of plastic.
Right.
And the oil.
Have fun surfing.
The sharks are also lingering around the beaches longer than usual.
Yay!
Another odd behavior researchers are struggling to understand.
Odd? Oh, it's odd. It's such, what an odd behavior. It's that shark just keeps hanging out where all the food is.
What's interesting, odd. He said, what's interesting is that the sharks are sticking around. Usually they find a beach and stay there a couple of weeks before dispersing, going to another spot.
If we know where all these fucking sharks are, then why do we still have shark attacks?
I don't know.
I mean, don't we know? If you know, whatever, man. We know where these sharks are. Are you going to tell people? You know what pisses me off?
Well, the ones that are tagged, you can probably track them online.
You know what? I just want to say, I want to have a moment of I told you so. A few years ago, there's some fucking story. A bunch of people got together and a shark was beached at Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
And a bunch of wackos. Pushed this, they saved this shark's life. They pushed it back into the water.
Oh.
Well, now we have three times as many sharks. They shouldn't have done that.
Let's see. We've got.
Do you remember that when they saved the beach shark? Sure, they pushed it right the fuck out there. Everybody's swimming, it's fine.
Oh, the poor thing.
It's nature.
God, there was a kid dragged to death by a hippo in Kenya.
Oh, god damn. Oh, shit, man.
Horrific.
Right? Look out for those hippos.
And, god. In the list of places to maybe not hang out in.
Yeah?
The Tadoba Andhari Tiger Reserve.
Fuck that.
In, oh, come on.
Oh, God.
Maharashtra's Chandrapur district in India.
These tigers eating my skull out.
A farm laborer, a resident of Halda village under South Brahmapuri range, was killed by a tiger last week.
Yeah.
The victim had stepped out to work but failed to return, following which a search operation launched. His body was found.
You know how they attack you, these tigers? They stalk you, and then they grab your head with their mouth, and they crush your fucking skull.
Oh, they crush your skull.
Yep.
Similarly, another villager.
Okay.
I apologize to the late Shatrughan Dharma Gedam.
Hit the applause button. I think that was good.
Was killed by a wild boar.
Oh, fuck.
In the same reserve.
A pig?
You will boar.
Damn.
The
whole time this guy's fighting this boar off, he's got to be thinking, God, I thought I'd be killed by a tiger.
So in this reserve, there's been 27 casualties this year already.
Wait, a nature reserve, meaning these, right? these tigers that are picking motherfuckers off.
22
have
been
protected?
22 tiger attacks, 4 leopard attacks, and the 1 wild boar.
But it's in a nature reserve or something. Right. Are these animals all protected?
Well, it's a preserve, yeah.
Protect the people too, right? God damn, man. I like nature. The animals are like everybody else.
This is a buffet. Hey, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for protecting me from these people. That's nuts. Don't kill these tigers. It's sucking my brains out of my skull. We got three times as many, thrice the number of sharks in 2020.
Crazy.
Shittiest year ever. More sharks. More tigers.
That's when animals get pissed, everybody.
More death.
Just a couple of animal stories today.
God damn. You know, the thing about nature is you have these animals that are predators, and you happen upon them in their domain. It is their choice whether or not you walk out of the woods alive. It's totally up to these animals.
Yes.
Just think about that. It's fucking preserve.
Kind of.
We're going to look out for these tigers. We're worried about these tigers.
Well, apparently.
Guys, sound like a fuckhead.
The jaguars and the boars, too.
I believe in conservation. I don't want animals to die. I'm putting myself in the shoes of these people that live in this reserve. And I would go to my government. I care if we lived in a nature reserve in Pensacola, Florida, there were tigers running around sucking people's brains out of their fucking skull. You goddamn right something would. I mean, you know, we'd do something about the tigers, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, nobody does anything here.
It's their reserve.
No, right. I'm in your space. Can you not eat me, though?
Don't show up.
God damn. Yeah, don't show up.
Let's see.
Let me just say how excited I am to be here in this room with probably so many of my friends. I bet I see a few of you already in here. It's such an honor. I love you.
So this is some kind of sparsely populated Trump pride event.
Oh, my God. So it's a Klan rally.
Sparsely populated.
Yeah.
And this is the guest of honor and the host.
Oh, okay.
Who talks like that? It's very affected.
It's such an honor. I love you.
She on Saturday Night Live?
To be able to be here and speak truthfully, honestly, and from my heart. I know what my father believes in.
Is that a Trump?
It's Tiffany Trump.
That's Tiffany? Okay.
Tiffany Trump.
She's stumping for Schindler?
And at an LGBTQ event. Oh, God.
Somebody got let back in the will, I guess. Didn't Trump complain? Didn't Trump body shame her?
I think he has, yeah.
Yeah.
Prior to politics, he supported gays, lesbians, the LGBTQIA plus community.
God
left
damn.
Out T. I don't know if that's on purpose, but she left out trans.
I think she's making a joke.
He supported gays, lesbians, the LGBTQIA plus community, okay? Yeah. And people, you unfortunately see social media, you see these fabricated lies. It saddens me. I have friends of mine who reach out and they say, they make up stories. How would you support your father? We know you. We know your best friends are gay. We know your best friends are this.
Jeez.
I say, it's because my father has always supported all of you.
What?
It's just a lie. Well, the funny thing is, she even says before politics. So she's admitting, now that he's in politics, he's willing to fuck all y'all just for politics. But he really supports you secretly, so.
Oh, yeah.
So you should be cool with him.
What does that mean? Before politics, that means at Club 54, he would do a line of coke with Elton John in the bathroom.
Why would she say that,
though?
He always supported gay marriage.
Yeah.
He was always like, why not? Who cares?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a very odd pitch. And like, why would Tiffany Trump want to get involved at this point?
But I mean, she's saying it out loud. She's probably what you said.
She sounds
I'll cut
drunk.
You out of the will if you don't.
Oh, I was saying they'd cut her in. I thought she was getting a check for this, maybe.
Oh, well, quite possibly.
I mean, does she sound loaded?
That's how she always talks.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. She's a lawyer, though.
Yeah. Okay. She's got the most real degrees, I guess, of all of them.
Yay.
But I don't know what, apparently.
Did she take her own SATs?
Tiffany Trump speaks at LGBTQ event for her dad, and critics pounce on his record. She makes my skin crawl, somebody said.
Yeah. She really sounds horrific.
Oh, he supports all of you guys.
I don't even know
As he puts Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court, who wants to take away same-sex marriage.
You know, she sounds so ridiculous. I don't know how this helps his cause. I mean, because the people that like him don't like gay people.
Well, right.
Right. So I don't know who Tiffany is trying to appeal to or whatever the fuck she's doing.
How are you, asshole?
This dog's had
it. Trying to put her bed up on the chair so she can be comfy, and she's snapping at my fingers playfully.
You know, she's exhausted after this show. A lot went on.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
We were invaded by the SQ people.
Oh, the SQ attacks.
Right.
Outside.
God damn. I think she learned that word.
We only got a couple minutes left here in the big old show. Thanks for joining us. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Yes.
Same shit. Same shit time. Same bullshit time. No, same time, same channel.
That's right, Pat. Follow us on Twitter.
Let's see. What have I got? I think I have some good news.
Do you really?
Well, you know, the polls in Georgia.
Oh, shit.
Democrats are even with Republicans in both Senate races. There is a possibility that Georgia could flip to two Democratic senators.
Oh, my God. Holy fuck. That's huge, right? What about Florida?
Right now, Republican Senator David Perdue is tied with Democrat John Ossoff.
Yes.
43%.
Right.
An additional 4% are voting for the Libertarian.
Yeah. Oh, good.
10%. No, still not sure.
Right. They're not sure? They came out of hypersleep or something.
And Ossoff has a lot of money
left
to go.
Right.
The other seat is Kelly Loeffler, the loathed Kelly Loeffler.
She's the insider trader person, right?
Allegedly, didn't look into that because she twiddled Trump's nipples.
Oh, yes. Tweaked.
The special election for incumbent Republican Kelly Loeffler's seat, a plurality of likely voters. Remember, they have a bunch of different people in that one. 32% are supporting the Democrat.
Damn.
Loeffler is only getting 23%, while her GOP challenger Doug Collins has 17. Crazy lunatic Doug Collins.
Oh shit!
You may remember him from the Mueller hearings. He was the one. He was like, "This, I can't believe this is happening."
Did he do a dumb fucking campaign ad where he rode around in a truck threatening to pick out quote unquote illegal aliens or something? Or was that Kemp?
I don't know if that was Doug Collins.
Yeah.
I remember that was. But, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah. But Loeffler, and then behind the races, three leaders, and there's 9% of likely voters with that Democrat Matt Lieberman, and I put Democrat in quotes.
Yeah.
Joe Lieberman's son, faux Democrat.
Jesus.
And some guy named Ed Tarver.
Why is he like that? Just because his dad was?
Probably. They probably think there's some room in the middle. some room in the middle. Of course, today's middle is goose-stepping fascist compared to the middle 20 years ago.
This is compromise with the right.
And we can't.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So because it's a special election, Loeffler's race is a jungle primary featuring 21 total candidates.
Oh, fuck.
If none win a majority of the vote on November 3rd, then the top two vote-getters will face one another in a runoff, which means it could be the Democrat versus her.
Right.
The Democrat's getting more votes in the jungle.
Right.
If the Democrat can somehow creep up and get over 50, which right now doesn't look likely.
Don't Democrats do better in special elections and runoffs and shit like that?
Depends. Usually it's Republicans, but in the more recently after Trump, it's been the opposite.
Oh, okay.
But
man, baby.
Usually the old Republicans are the ones that care about midterm elections, and the younger people only get out for the exciting, pretty presidential election. So good news there.
Yeah, that is good news. Shit, man. That's amazing.
I saw another estimate that says the Democrats have a 75% chance.
Yay!
Of taking the Senate.
Damn! Oh, shit!
Which would be really awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Send Mitch McConnell packing.
Oh, yeah.
That would be even awesomer for Amy McGrath to beat his ass.
Right.
And win the Senate back so we don't even have to look at his jolly, droopy face anymore.
How do you know when that guy's sad or happy?
It depends on whether he's hanging from the ceiling or...
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. That's great.
Good news out of
yeah, you barely ended with good news because the story before that was all these people in India are forced to live in a nature preserve that protects the tigers that are eating them. That's a crazy story.
You want
story.
Bad news? Ireland's about to impose a 6-week national lockdown.
Why?
Because of the COVID is back.
Shit, man. Don't tell anybody over here.
God, this is the headline says it all about this story. Trump supporter vandalizes residence home because he thought the Trump signs they had made Trump look racist. He's a Trump supporter, okay. But he was upset because they had a Confederate flag next to the Trump sign. And he was pissed, said he doesn't want anyone sending the impression that Trump's a racist.
But wait. According to these idiots, the Confederate flag isn't a symbol of racism.
Oh, this guy's crazy. He felt it was his right to walk up to the neighbor's property and steal a Trump sign, went back the next morning and kicked in their front window.
Okay. Looks like we'll be moving that sign for the election.
He was upset because there was a Confederate flag in the same yard that there was a Trump sign. He thought the Confederate flag made Trump look racist, and he didn't like that because he's a Trump supporter. So it appears, as bizarre as it sounds, that this is a case of Trump on Trump crime. That's the statement.
God, that's funny. But that guy didn't have a problem with the Confederate flag, really. It's just...
He's upset with them saying it out loud.
Yeah.
So a Trump supporter upset that another Trump supporter is blatantly tying.
Oh yeah,
the Confederate flag.
Well, that's the Republican. Some of the Republicans have that problem with Trump. He's loud.
Yeah.
About his shitty beliefs.
Oh, we gotta get the fuck out of here. Where's my donde esta mi música? There it is. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we'll be back on iTunes. No, well, you know, iTunes, whatever the fuck they call it. Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Your favorite podcasting app, Stitcher, all that shit.
The universe.
Spotify.
Right.
I believe we're on Pandora now. Pandora.
Oh, really?
Or we will be soon. Pandora is buying some podcasting thing, and they're going to have podcasts now.
Why didn't tell me?
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Ryan's going to be doing shit on the internet. Stuff on the internet.
Yes.
Hilarious, funny stuff on the internet.
And
go
shit.
Go to at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, the TikTok, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaky
I love
Vile.
Fucking Flaming Hot Cheetos,
everybody.
But let me
we'll
say,
do, it again
do
tomorrow.
Not ever under any Bye-bye. Circumstances sit in front of the television set and eat a whole bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos and then think your morning poo is going to be anything other than just straight up fire painful. I'm just saying, I'm just public service announcement. I know that's probably not proper talking for the radio, but I'm just telling you, do not eat a whole big old bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos while you're sitting in front of the TV, because your butthole's gonna hate you come morning. I'm just saying.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.